right, if you missed the tea this morning and you haven't been on your socials, you might not know that Cardi B has filed for divorce from Offset because we don't know.
Oh, man.
But word is, yeah, it is pretty much he is cheating.
Word on the street.
Word on the street. You know what the problem is? And I don't want to belittle anybody out there, but I got to tell you, this is the evidence that why she can't keep him right.
I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this ring.
Let's talk about this ring, Cardi. You ain't made a meatloaf. You ain't made round steak or nothing like
but
that.
But she can buy it. She has her own,
but you know what?
Chef.
The ring, it needs effort.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just order.
You can't just have that WAP?
You can't just have that WAP, apparently.
Okay.
Because you're in the courtrooms now. Mm-hmm. Cardi B has filed for divorce from her man Offset in Atlanta courthouse yesterday after being married 3 years. She reportedly filed after finding out that he had cheated again.
Ugh.
Source said Offset has pretty much cheated the entire time they've been together, but Cardi looked the other way because of the baby.
Of course.
She also didn't want to be embarrassed, so she went back last time we even had this conversation. But she's had enough now. They share the 2-year-old daughter. Their divorce is scheduled for November 4th. Hearing at 10 a.m. and it is being contested. So she is listed as the plaintiff. He is listed as the defendant. Both are suing for custody of one said culture.
You know what would also make me upset about this is he's cheating during the pandemic, too. So you're supposed to keep it tight, make sure everybody's safe and the baby's okay, but now you're out there.
For a little
who
while,
what.
It looked like they were doing well. It looked like they were, you know.
From the outside?
Really was it, though? Because, I mean, we kind of know his history.
No, I'm just saying, what we saw, especially like during the beginning of the Rona, they were kind of together, and it looked like they were doing
it's
the
easy
family
for your
thing.
Man to be home during the Rona.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
But when them streets clear.
He was all over her IG, I mean, constantly. I mean, they were hanging out, laying in bed together. I mean,
because
he was dancing.
Because she was on quarantine.
Mm. But, I mean,
but
people are still on quarantine.
But the world got lifted back up. And once they lifted back up, he go lifted back up. That's what he do. Now, my question is, because she's going to, I believe she's going to take him back.
No.
I believe people deal with the crappiest crap when kids are involved.
Mm.
They do. And I will just say that she stayed because of her kid.
Yeah, trying to make it work.
Somebody's going to get in her ear and say, girl, do you really want to do this? Because you knew who he was when you married him. Are you willing to let this go? Maybe she is. Then the next NBA player grabs hold of her. That's probably what's going to happen. James Harden is single.
Mm.
He can go down that road.
If we go into, you know, athletes, the same thing is going to happen, though.
Oh, I kind of agree with you when you're saying that you think she's going to take him back. And one of the reasons is because, like, the story at first was like, you know, lawyers are involved in this and the courts. But then didn't it come out that she was kind of open to just kind of talk about it themselves?
She didn't want it to sound as contentious as it first came out. So at first it was like, whoa, they must hate each other. They're fighting over the kid. But then, you know, last night. It was like, whoa, we're still friends. We're just getting divorced.
And that's where it comes
back.
So
you should be angry with the person you're
getting
divorced
with? No, you don't have to be angry. I'm just saying that's your end.
Yes, you need to be angry.
Wait a minute.
You're ending a business relationship. And people walk away from business relationships maybe nice and maybe smiling, but they cuss each other out in the car.
Right.
Like, you got to have something. You're not leaving a great thing.
And they're married,
you're leaving
too.
Something. You could be happy that you're leaving something bad, but if you finding out somebody on a 904 say he got that thought pregnant.
You got a thought pregnant?
Yeah.
Damn.
Stop
now, that's
it.
Just somebody texting in. We don't know if that person is real. So
right. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
But that would
but
be something.
That has happened before.
That would be like his fifth kid then.
But then again, you can't really get mad at him because you've rewarded this behavior by
you've accepted
endorsing
it and
it.
Then married him
we
in a secret
said,
little
we
wedding.
We said that last time.
Yeah.
We got Nene on the line. Nene, hey, how you doing?
Hey, y'all.
Girl, all right. So when, how long, how many times?
I took him back 3, but after the third time, I realized this man is not going to change. Like, I keep letting him get away with it, and that's what he think. I might as well do it because she let me get away with it. My thing was, we had a baby, and it was my first baby, and I didn't want to let it go, but child, please, bye, because I don't want her to see me making that mistake, and then you feel like it's okay.
Yeah, because it'll be a repeat.
It is a lesson. I mean, yeah, it's a lesson to the kids on, you know, okay, this is tolerable, you know, or whatever.
Exactly.
So
every single time he was so sorry, I won't do it again. Please forgive me. And it'll be the same thing every time when I say the same exact thing.
Let me ask you this, Nene. Now, Nene, let me ask you, was it the same girl or was it different ones?
It was different girls, and that was my whole thing. You out here literally embarrassing me, and then he was getting curved at that.
Nene, this was three times over how long?
Well, we've been together a year. Now, this is the thing. When I caught it, he's been doing it the whole year we've been together.
I
could never catch, but you know, you have a woman that's wishing I could never catch it. And one day I caught him slipping and caught it.
So you get exactly what Cardi is thinking right now that it's time.
Exactly.
Like, she's fed up.
Exactly. She got to let it go because he's going to keep doing it.
Nene, can I be nosy and ask you how you caught him?
Oh, God.
He fell asleep with his phone open.
Oh, damn.
And there you go.
He literally would eat, sleep, and poop with his phone. So I saw my end, and I got it.
There you go. Your woman's intuition ain't never wrong. Go ahead. All right, Nene, I appreciate it, sweetie.
No problem. Thank y'all.
Cece is on the phone right now. Hey, Cece, what up?
So I have a pretty off-the-wall situation.
What is it?
I went on and off for 4 years with my baby daddy, who I found out was escorting behind my back with men and women.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah. I mean, he was making guap, and I was paying his phone bill, feeding his habits, taking care of him, and his money was going to his extracurricular activities and basically taking care of another girl that he had on the side.
Wait, he
was out there selling it, and he had a girl on the side?
Yeah, and the lady is literally the age of his mom. So,
jeez.
Oh, he had one of them. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
So
I mean, it
was intense. It was intense, but, you know, I'm not that bitter to keep the child out of his life, but me and you, it's a wrap.
Yeah, but how did you find out? Because it was going on for such a long time.
Well, you know, when you have Metro and the phone's under my name, you know, you can switch, you know, phones and stuff like that and SIM cards. So I kind of did it behind his back and went to his social media, and he had a Facebook or was it a Craigslist ad and all types of messages and a whole different Facebook, a whole different IG.
Was he amazing in the bedroom since he was like a professional at it?
I mean, and that's the crazy part because it's like obviously you got practice and this is where your skills are coming from. So you're learning it from other people, which is kind of like, I mean, it makes you kind of feel like really insecure about yourself. But, you know, hey, I got a child out of it, so I can only see it as a blessing. It's a life lesson, you know, just keep it pushing. But I have to admit, I do have a wall up, and I don't see myself getting in a relationship for a very long time.
Yeah, I hear you. It messes with your trust.
Take a break.
Cece, I appreciate you checking in with that and being so forthwith with that craziness. Hopefully it's onward and up with the good things, all right?
Yes, nothing but blessings from here on out.
The Sisterhood Speaks. Ladies, 888-429-0941. It ain't embarrassing. I mean, if you want to treat it that way to make you do better, but it ain't embarrassing because a lot of y'all in it together. And hearing this probably is helping you through to realize that, yo, this ain't really nowhere to go in it.
Yeah.
Out the 352, we have a text that says, I was cheated on for over 13 years. I dealt with it because I felt I wanted my family. People always told me that this is just what men do. Ladies, let's not make this normal. Stay single until you find a man that treats you like a queen.
Well, if you want to go ahead and sleep around, then that's totally fine. But don't involve me with it. Let's not pretend that we have a good relationship here.
Listen, when Cardi B got with Offset, first thing we said was, don't he got a baby here in town? Like, because this is just one time.
Right.
So he got people everywhere.
All over the place.
And he's got, you know, that whole Papa was a Rolling Stone thing. Artists go through that a lot. They grab at what they get when they there. And we knew this was going to happen. So that ain't the shocking part. But if you could walk away from this conversation with a lesson about, yo, like, knowing your worth.
Yeah.
About, like, knowing what kind of expectations you're supposed to have with some folks. You know, let's see. We got somebody else calling in on the line. Hello?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay, and you?
Pretty good. What's your name?
Ty.
Hey, Ty. All right, well, you're on the air. What's up?
Oh, I'm just saying, like, you hit the nail on the head. I've been with somebody for over 24 years, and I've accepted him back. I mean, we've both done things per se, but I accepted him back about 20 times. So it's
you,
like,
wait, hold on, hold on. Wait, 20?
Yes.
Like 20 separate incidents, something happened and you got over it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I really got over it.
Well, no, according to the rule book, if he came back and got access codes back to the house and y'all started kicking it, you got over it. So there was 20 incidents that you did not like what happened. Something Correct. Happened where it was a fracture in your relationship, and then you got over it and got back to the relationship.
Right, and you always think it's going to change.
20 separate times. How does that feel? I'm just going to ask you because I'm not judging you. We're having this fine family conversation together, but how does that feel saying that out loud?
Crazy.
Yeah, like if you was telling your girlfriend or your sister and they was like, yo, 20 times I took him back, girl, you'd probably feel a different way. So are y'all together now?
Yep.
Are you, if he cheats again, are you going to stay with him?
Oh, if he cheats again. Is he cheating right now? In your heart of hearts, is he cheating right now?
No.
You don't believe he is?
No, I don't.
Okay.
How many different women through this course of time would you say, or at least that you know about?
Oh, I couldn't even.
Couldn't
oh,
even put a number on it?
Mm-mm.
So that's just who he is.
Oh, man, I got game.
No,
I'm sorry.
And they still in the, no, old. He ain't doing it no more.
No, you're not doing
He's
it.
He's not doing it no more. Okay. All right, don't be laughing. I'm just saying, we on your side.
We
you
have to apologize
us.
For Davi.
No, hey, this is where we learning. We learning. I appreciate it, Ty. Thank you, girl. I appreciate it. Listen,
that's a long time.
And you know what? Maybe he ain't doing it no more. But maybe Offset didn't cheat this time. But he doesn't get the benefit of the doubt because he did it so many times.
Right.
After you cheat on that woman 20 times and she get over it 20 times.
Well, we initially went towards that,
too. And be blessed because there's women out there that'll kill you after the first time.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like 20?
That's a lot.
20?
20?
You might get cut.
20 stabbed for
you
each one.
You might get cut. I got family members that had got blood on their hands, yeah. Molest, okay? Tammy's on the phone. Hey, Tammy.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning. It's a sisterhood. Come on in, girl. You in the sisterhood of Cardi?
Yes, I am. I'm currently going through it. Like, it's literally been maybe a week that we broke up, and we were together for, like, a year, and he just kept kind of dibbling back with his baby mama, and he would just say, you know, he's trying to do it to keep the peace and see his child, and I tried to be as understanding as possible because I understand family is important, but there you can't be understanding about, you know, cheating and lying and things like that.
When you said do it to keep with the baby mama, you mean he was romantically staying involved with her to keep things good?
What he said is that he was just lying to her to make her feel like there's still hope so that he could still see his child.
Yeah, okay. That's a red flag.
So whenever you saw something, it was just, nah, baby, I'm saying that to her so I could stay in.
That's exactly what he was saying.
What did you find out last week that broke you up?
It was a text where she was like, I can't wait to get married. Oh. It's time for us to be together. I want my family back.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Okay.
And what did he say?
He
okay.
Got mad. He got really upset and he left.
No. What did he say in the text when she said she wants to get married? What was his response?
He was like, he actually didn't respond. He said he didn't respond and he said he didn't see the text, but I can see that he read the text.
Ooh, but he ain't say nothing back. That's a good thing for him.
That's to lean on.
He could have been lippy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad boys moving silence. All right. So, tell me this, Tammy. It's been a week. And learning this, you know, everybody's learning along with you. So Cardi's going through this thing again, very public, very nasty. Mm. She probably's going to take him back because that's what ladies do. After a week, are you willing to take this man back?
I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I don't know. I've gone through every emotion, anger, hurt, and I don't know. So he would have to do a lot of proving, and he'd have to gain my trust back, and he'd have to set boundaries with his baby mama before I would even consider it.
There's always going to be drama between you and the baby mama now because he was obviously selling her a bunch of lies saying that he was going to get married to her.
So and she knew about you, too, so that was kind of disrespectful. Oh, yeah. But did you hear Ty, who called before you?
No, I turned on the radio
because
I was calling.
Yeah, Ty, over her 24 years of being together, has caught him 20 different times.
Oh, my God.
And got over it and went back to the relationship thinking, okay, well, now if he does right, we're good because we've lasted the test of time 20 times. So I'm just going to ask you one more time and not judging, but just to make sure we're clear, after this week, you're not sure if you want to go back because you are still thinking about it.
I am. I'm still thinking about it.
Okay. All right. Well, your sisterhood is here for you when you need.
Nope.
All right.
Call a freak show. Been there, done that.
All right, girl.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, we want the best for her, and maybe he will change. Not everybody is the
same. Stop shaking y'all heads out there in your cars, because it's a sisterhood y'all all have done.
And I have a request, Orlando. What? Not today, because right now it is all about the ladies, but sometime soon we're getting a lot of texts like
from
this one
dudes.
From the 863. Yeah. Where is the brotherhood? There are a lot of good men who got dogged out by women.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We would never do that.
Never, I ain't buying it. It's you shady men's. It's not the women's.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.